The Symphony in E Major by Hans Rott was performed by the Vienna Radio Symphony Orchestra, directed by Dennis Russell Davies. You may wonder why that symphony was included in today's program, which is a prelude to Mahler's First Symphony, and you will know the answer as you listen to an early version of the work that eventually became Mahler's First Symphony. His symphony, as we know it today, is the final revision of, I think, five or six. There was an initial performance of Mahler's First Symphony in Budapest in 1889, and it didn't take. It was a failure. It was an untitled work. Mahler was trying it out. He revised it and performed it in Hamburg in 1893. And then he made some further revisions the following year in Weimar. So there is an 1893 version, and there is the revised 1894 version. Then Mahler again revised it in 1896 when it took the form of his first symphony, and he removed the second movement of the initial version. And then the final version, final revision, dates from 1903 in Vienna. And Mahler's first version of this work, he called it Titan. And then that was subtitled Tone in the Form of a Symphony in Two Parts and Five Movements for Big Orchestra. And the five movements were titled this way in the Hamburg performance in 1893 that Mahler gave. Part one, From the Days of Youth, Flower, Fruit, and Thorn Pieces. Movement one, Spring That Never Ends. Two, Flowers. That's the blooming movement that was removed from the final version of the symphony. Movement three, Full Sail Ahead. And then part two was entitled The Human Comedy, section four, movement four, Failed. And it was a funeral march. And then the last movement was From Hell. And that may surprise you if you're familiar with Mahler's First Symphony, because it sounds to our ears in the 21st century as rather triumphant. But in Mahler's mind, it was From Hell. Let me remind you, you're listening to Alt Classical Friday on KWMR Point Reyes Station. I'm Chris Salak, and we're about to hear Mahler's tone poem in the form of a symphony, Titan. For this performance with Les Siècles, which is a French orchestra that normally performs on period instruments, they, under the direction of director François-Xavier Roth, went to the inventories of the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra at the time that Mahler actually performed Titan in its initial form. And they checked to see what instruments were used in the orchestra, what the scoring was, how to fill out the orchestra, and then they obtained German and Austrian-style historical instruments to use in this performance in order to create Mahler's orchestral palette. So this is as close to the sound picture that Mahler may have heard in 1893 as we're likely to get. So here is Mahler's Titan, performed by Les Siècles under the direction of François-Xavier Roth.
Thank you.
That was Titan, a tone poem in the form of a symphony by Gustav Mahler, performed in a combination of the 1893 and 1894 editions of what was to become, after more revisions, Mahler's Symphony No. 1. François-Xavier Roth directed Les Siècles. This has been Alt Classical Friday, a prelude to Mahler's First Symphony. I'm Chris Salak. Thank you for tuning in, and stay tuned for Emmanuel coming up next on KWMR.